Well, shalom and welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm Charlie Bernhout, your host. This is show number 342 for May 2nd, 2016. Well, I hope that your Pesach Seders were a chance to be with your family and friends on this most special tradition of ours. With Yom HaShoah coming up this Thursday, May 5th, this hour will feature cantors who were affected by the Holocaust, either many who were sadly slaughtered or had family members who were perished in the Holocaust. But before we get to that, I thank those of you who wished me a happy birthday. This past Wednesday, April 27th, was my 80th birthday. If you'll allow me to reflect for a few moments, it's hard to believe that my hobby of sharing my record collection with you has lasted 39 years since 1977. That's almost 40 years, just about half of my life. As you're aware, this is a labor of love for me. The hours I spend each week listening to the music, deciding what to play, and then recording the programs, all that time immerses me in this extraordinary music, and for me, it's a true joy. And I know that you feel the same way about this music. As I stated, this is my hobby. You are aware that I have no commercials, and I have never asked my listeners for financial support, that is, except for the times when I broadcast from college stations and did fundraise for stations at FMU and SOU. But I do ask you for a different support, not money, but your support in spreading the awareness of Chazonus. I did not discover Chazonus until I was 41 years old. That's 39 years ago. So I know from my personal experience that it is possible at any age to acquire a love for this very, very special aspect of our religion. In some ways, it is comparable to opera and classical music. Not everyone may like it, but it is possible for many to learn to love it. And it's really a question of exposure. So I'm requesting that you consider giving me a birthday present. Yes, that is that you will contact any number of your family and friends and encourage them to log on to my website and listen to the music. You can never tell whose life you might influence, and it could result in a lifelong love for this music. Again, it's really very much a question of exposure. We'll get into this some other time. Now, just on a different point, many of you have asked me if there can ever be a return of Cantor's World. You all agree that there needs to be such an organization promoting Chazonus. I inform you that I am resolved to work on a revival, probably not under the name of Cantor's World, but I'll keep you informed. That's my 80th birthday resolution. Okay, on to the Chazonus. You know that Sholem Katz was lined up in front of a pit waiting for his fellow concentration camp victims to be slaughtered together with himself. He asked the commandant if he could sing a memorial prayer, Kael Mole Rachamim. Permission was granted, and when Katz finished singing, the commandant was so moved that he spared Katz's life. Let's hear the great Sholem Katz with Kael Mole Rachamim.
Oh. Begone
Shalom Katz with the Kale Mole. You know the story of Moshe Koussevitzky. He was in a camp, and quite miraculously, he was saved by some partisans and spirited across the border to Russia. And it's a great story. He spent the rest of the years of the Second World War in Russia. Of course, you know, he ended up in Borough Park and one of the great cantors of that generation, or of any generation. Let's hear Moshe Koussevitzky, and this is a memorial prayer for the victims of the Holocaust. Moshe Koussevitzky.
Es nishemois Achenu b'nei Yisrael Kalene v'yashov v'giboreho Nishemois Oh.
Okay, Moshe Kusevitzky. Moshe Kusevitzky will be chanting Tehillim, 18 and 145. Moshe Kusevitzky.
Baruch Adonai HaMelameh Yodai Lakroho Ed Beotai Lahab Milchamah Hasedi Yometsudati Mizgabi Yomepalti Magini Ubo Hasiti Horudit Amitahta Adonai Hat Sham Nechoviteret
Well, as you could tell, that was from a live memorial that Koussevitzky had performed that. Okay, our next chazan, cantor Yosela Mandelbaum. He was born in 1903 in Krakow. He officiated at the age of 15, and he became a favorite of the Bubavitch Rabbi. He was the chazan of the famous Cyprus synagogue until World War II broke out. During the Holocaust, he lost his wife and several children in the Shoah. He survived the concentration camps, liberated in 1946. He came to the United States and served at Congregation Anshe Sfard, the Sfardish Shul. He died in 1993 at the age of 90. Let's hear... this is Yosela Mandelbaum, and appropriately we're going to hear Sfirat HaOmer, Yosela Mandelbaum.
Oh! Moiseinu, et Moiseinu, che ma.
Okay, we're listening to Yasala Mandelbaum. He was in the Sfardische Shul, and obviously Rosa de Chavez is a classic. That's a favorite of the Sephardim. This is Yasala Mandelbaum, Rosa de Chavez. Oh,
le miscere allora. Roso, roso teie. Cielo i suoi di male, di male sciavi su, Deo Deo isagadat kirisa, iu ya kiru kadishu Berluzo de Yeha Veide de Kulani Mishri Allah Le Mishri Allah Yakadat viyiz parçad mis itir lakaru Kholedinin Misabri bila Kada ilşe abisu Satras bechamu itrin ligaber.
be malikul kadisha.
You've been listening to Yosua Mandelbaum. You're saying you're not familiar with him. Okay. He was at the Svaras Shul, and I have his album. I have to play more of the recordings. Outstanding. Let's hear one more selection of Yosua Mandelbaum. This will be Ani Ma'amin. No, that's Ato Yotzarta. Let me just get this straight. I'll work on that later. Let's go to a another cantor. This is a new cantor for me. His name was Israel Bacon. He was the son of a famous cantor and composer, Rabbi Hirsch Leib Bacon. He was born in 1910 in Galicia. He had an interesting career, and just before the war began, he was appointed the chief cantor of the Ahavat Reim Beit Midrash in Krakow, but the war prevented him from carrying out that position. He, together with his wife and their little son, died in the Belzitz camp in 1943. Let's hear Israel Bacon, and we'll start with Zochreinu B'Zikaron.
Eloikeinu Eloikei Avoseinu Zochreinu b'zikurotayim lefuneichu lefuneichu u'bokedeinu b'pikudas Yeshua v'rachamim Shmoy kerem Udechor Lon vadi shem Elohikinu Es avriyis Ves aches Ves ashivu Es avriyis Yes, I have Yes, I should. I shall be spatula. The Avrua Mufino. The Avrua Mufino. I will have a se servele pune quacheira, se servele pune quacheira. Che iuca avrua bovino, che iuca avrua, avrua bovino, che iuca avrua bovino, e si trovinoi al gabei, a mise beia. Ech vashrach mo, ech vashrach mo, velasu boi, lasu boi, zritso ech mo, velenye mo vishule, ech vashrach mo, lasu boi, zritso ech mo, velenye
is Israel Bacon. By the way, these selections are from a cassette called I Shall Remember These, a memorial tape of cantors who died in the Holocaust. It's Bacon, and we're going to hear from David Dimm, and Gershon Sirota will play some time on it, perhaps during the first hour it was played. This was edited by Akiva Zimmerman. Okay, this is Israel Bacon, and this is Birkat Rosh Chodesh.
Adui Shem Eloikeinu Eloikei Aboiseinu Sahuide chase, le toivu, le toivu. Oui, believe me, et de chadi chouleinu, et sahuide chase, le toivu, le toivu. Believe me. Oh, yeah. Ева испугала. Ераш умаги, хаим же есть бувами. Ераш умаги, едим, ве ерасай.
Israel Bacon. Now, what happened with these recordings, he recorded just before the start of the war, and the records disappeared, but somehow or other, they, years after the war ended, they were found, and Zimmerman, Akiva Zimmerman, was able to put them together. One more selection of Israel Bacon, Zmirot L'Motzei Shabbat. Israel Bacon.
Hey,
Ale ti ruave di Jaco. Al tiro avedi, al tiro avedi, a coi, al tiro avedi, avedi, a coi, al tiro, al tiro avedi, a coi, al tiro, al tiro, al tiro avedi, a coi, a in gerei samoi rispecchi. Weil ich schiss dich da ein feurig weg mir.
You've been listening to Israel Bacon, and this is Charlie Bernhout. Hoping that you enjoyed this second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. And you know my request. Pass the word on. Thanks for joining with me, and shalom.